Well, Mark Babb, one of the fine things about our Miami Valley, and another of those is my guest today. And I didn't even put a microphone in front of you. Krista McGaw, you go ahead and grab that. Put it right your way.
All right.
Krista McGaw.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Executive Director of the Tecumseh Land Trust, which celebrates its 15th annual harvest auction this Friday night up in Springfield at the Hollenbeck Bailey Center, as it's been for a little while now. The doors are at 6 o'clock. The silent auction begins at 6, and then there's the proper auction at 8:15. Tell us about how I was asking you. You've been at the Tecumseh Land Trust for about 18 years in this auction, about 15 years old. Just kind of, you know, we like to celebrate on the fives as we do. But tell me about how this auction got started and what function it plays within the Tecumseh Land Trust.
Well, we really heard about it from other land trusts that had done auctions. And there's a lot of great, you know, charity auctions and different kinds of fundraisers. But we felt like it was really worth it for us to give it a try because we have such an unusual membership. We generally have about 500 members that donate to us every year. More is good too. We're members of board at like WYSO, but it's just all kinds of folks who are really concerned about climate change, the environment, farmers who want to be able to keep farming and are really concerned about available land in the future, people that are very concerned about our water resources, which is just a constant in the whole world.
And maybe we should actually start there and talk about this mission. We are gifted in Southwest Ohio in this vicinity in the Miami Valley with one of the vigorous aquifers anywhere in the country.
And in fact, in the whole world, there's only 3% of the Earth's surface that is as capable of producing food as the Miami Valley.
Wow.
You know, so some of that's ocean,
so big.
A lot of it's desert.
That is a big deal.
And mountains. And we lost 1 million acres of farmland since 1997 in Ohio.
And that's to construction,
to development,
to expansion
mostly.
Of urban areas.
And honestly, I mean, everybody understands that some places you need to do development because you got more people moving in, you know. And you certainly need to replace buildings that get outmoded. But sprawl where things get abandoned is really, really upsetting to people. And especially when you really know how important the land and water resources are here, the idea that a box store gets built and abandoned in 10 years is just not a reasonable thing. You know, it's hard to understand. So, you know, we try to work with governments who do good land use planning, and the Village of Yellow Springs has been one of those, you know, that's been wonderful to work with. Miami Valley Regional Planning does a lot of work on good planning. We have a lot of conservation.
So you don't end up with
those
abandoned, which reminds me, I think it was last time you here brought a sticker that said asphalt, the final crop.
That says it. How often does asphalt actually get, you know, broken up in order to make that land usable again? So we have now preserved just about 28,000 acres. That's 165 properties. And that includes Glen Helen Nature Preserve that we are very, very proud of helping to protect. It is definitely a treasure in the Yellow Springs area and the greater area as well. We have another almost 6,000 acres that we have awards for, but we are going through the process of getting title reviews, getting appraisals, getting all the paperwork done to get funding to most of those landowners. Only a couple of them are donated easements, but most of those landowners need to get some money to do their estate planning or to, in some cases, buy more farmland to get the next family member into the farming operation. So we've gotten now something over $25 million to landowners in the area. And on the tax break side of it, you can get a tax deduction for the value of your easement. That's usually about $2,000 an acre. For up to 16 years, you can take it over the amount of time that will actually help you with your tax bill. So it's a pretty good deal if you want to preserve your land. And so we're very respectful of landowner rights, but anybody who is interested in finding out about the possibilities for preservation in our area, if it happens that it might be more logical for one of our partners like Three Valley west of the Dayton itself, we will get you in touch with people. We are not in competition with other conservation organizations.
No, because everybody wins when our resources are preserved.
Right.
You can find out more about the mission of the Tecumseh Land Trust and also more specifically right now, Friday's gathering to celebrate this work and also raise money toward preserving more acres in the future. You can point your browser to TecumsehLandTrust.org. That's all one word, TecumsehLandTrust.org. And find out how to get involved, not just come to this amazing party. We're in studio with Executive Director Krista McGaugh, who comes and sees us at least once a year. And it's not just a gathering. There's food and entertainment. And some very, very cool packages available for bidding.
There sure are. We got Ben Cooper and his friends back this year for music.
His friends are very talented,
they
too.
They are very talented.
Very talented.
It's a little bit hard to pin down. They definitely know bluegrass, but they know a lot
they
of
know
other
a
stuff,
lot.
Too. Yeah. So that's always really fun. Current Cuisine is doing our food again, and they have a taco bar that is very, very popular. There's a little bit of something for everybody. So it's highly recommended. We have plant-based fermented drinks, otherwise known as wine and beer, that are also available if you get a ticket to the auction. So we also have, by the way, some amazing wine and beer offerings among the silent auction selections. We've got a case of wine from Reno, Nevada, made at the winery of the sister of one of our board members. And it is, I've tasted samples.
Well,
you need to check
the quality.
And it's a whole case of this stuff. It's really good. We've also got, a great package from Bond Bright and from the Emporium on beers. Bond Bright is also going to do a beer tasting on one of our preserve farms on Jacoby Creek.
It's so beautiful.
South of Yellow Springs. It is just a beautiful, beautiful place. And they've just been wonderful to work with. They also have donated a bicycle, a Founders Brew bicycle. beautiful color.
With a basket on the front that has things in it.
It does indeed. Also, we always have a lot of meals. And massages and things to hopefully make your life pleasant and to get you together with some interesting people. One of the things this year that it's great. It's also a little sad. Mary Kay Smith and Melissa Heston are going to host a dinner in their home in honor of Kim Corkin, who passed away.
Yeah.
Kim and Mary Kay started doing a local food dinner for us so long ago, and it just is. Been, such a hit. And my goodness, what a wonderful person. She lived a lot in her life.
She really did. And she left a lot of goodness in her wake. And there, so I know it's sometimes tempting to be sad. I always think of it when a musician dies. I think, though, let me please focus on the work they left and how grateful I am for that. So that'll be an occasion to gather in celebration of Kim.
And enjoy some of her favorite foods. And she spent her whole life scouting these things, So, and wines that go with them. And
big
everything.
Shout out to Beguine, too. You can find out more about that. So point your browser at TecumsehLandTrust.org. So there's the silent auction, but also the real out loud
live.
Auctioneer going
live.
Once, going twice.
Yeah. Among the live things, we got a couple new trips this year, one to Asheville, North Carolina, one of my favorite places.
Beautiful.
That is involves several weekdays of lodging. And a trip to the Asheville Tourist baseball game with lots of Asheville Tourist merch, too, T-shirts, hats. The whole thing.
Mascot is tourist. That's hilarious.
If you've been to Asheville, I think you understand.
You are a tourist.
People can tell you a mile off, right? Like you're trying to figure out how the streets travel through the mountains.
Honestly.
You know? Also, a local land trust then will take whoever the lucky winner is on a trip of preserved property, which will be fun. We got another new trip in Georgia, the southern tip of the Appalachians, in a small artsy town with lots of outdoor recreation opportunities, but probably a little bit warmer most of the year than Yellow Springs. And it is it will accommodate up to, what is it, like 14? It's got a four-bedroom house plus two modular homes.
Wow.
It happens to also house a banjo camp, but at a different time of year.
How cool.
And so it's, you know, it's one of those places that's just really a home to a lot of art musicians, and it sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. Among the silent auctions this year, we have a Tecumseh birch.
What is that?
A Tecumseh birch. Well, you know, we're named after Tecumseh because this is where Tecumseh organized the tribes to kind of hold off the Europeans unsuccessfully. Mm-hmm. But definitely, it's a very important part of our history. And one of our hopes has been to be able to restore more of our landscape to what Tecumseh would have seen and experienced, especially those river fronts. We've reserved about 44 stream miles at this point. And the best thing to have along your riverfront is forest. The Tecumseh birch was kind of a lost breed of tree that was found near Medway, Ohio.
Really? Just up the street.
The Studebaker family, who have a nursery.
Wow.
And so they donated it along with just a beautiful oak and a maple. The oak and maple are like 12 feet tall, you know, so these are big, healthy trees. The Tecumseh oak, though, they rediscovered and have you know, nurseried it. The kind of the only place in the country. So
remarkable.
It's unique, and it is from here.
And you know, I mean, in a lot of the reading I've been doing, like the planting of trees might well be our way out of this potential mess. I don't know if you happen to see this image. I want to say it was in Norway that they allowed an artist to plant an entire ginormous, like astrodome-sized football field with just trees where the gameplay would be, that you might actually go and watch nature in mass. It was just a beautiful sentiment, and particularly at this time. So I'm glad.
Oh, and just to say, get out there, folks. You know, we want you at our action, but we also want you to enjoy the great outdoors. And they're just.
You always feel better when you get back, always.
There's so many places that you can just enjoy, you know, nature. Now, the Sunflower Field is one of those noted places people like to come in Yellow Springs. Just to say, if you want to come on a weekday morning. You'll probably have
you'll be able to park right away. Otherwise,
traffic. But check out your local prairie. Huffman Prairie is one that I can't say enough about. Recently, there was a book written by Dave Nolan, who used to work for Metro Parks, who's kind of the father of that prairie. 30 years, and it's so well developed. So it is very good the beginning of July and really good for 2 or 3 months because constantly you see what the next native flower is going to be.
I love it.
So I really urge people to get online, look for your local parks. You know, Glen Helen is wonderful too, but it's not the only place. And I think that just to be able to touch nature is something that's just lacking, you know, from too many people's lives and certainly too many children's lives. So we try to publicize. We have Facebook. We also have a Coalition of Ohio Land Trust Facebook.
Cool.
That we try to post whatever great outdoor opportunities there are in the whole area, because we want people to get that great calm.
It's like walking in the dirt with your feet. There's something different. I mean, it's a connection.
It's a connection. And this world just gets so crazy sometimes. But it's, you know, I really urge people to, if somebody moves away, students that we have, I'm like, you find your local land trust because they're good people and you can help out, you know, and make some friends. And if they've interned for us, they can probably get a job too. So
we're talking with Krista McGaw, the executive director of Tecumseh Land Trust for some 18 years now. This is the 15th annual harvest auction this Friday night up at the Hollenbeck Bailey Center. That is in Springfield on Limestone Street. The doors are at 6 and the silent auction begins as soon as you get there, but closes at 8 because the live auction begins at just about 8:15, an opportunity to possibly get some good deals, but no matter what happens, support one of the most notable and worthwhile causes in our region for the, I don't know if it's a Chinese proverb, and I don't know it verbatim, but it's something, you know, blessed is the man who plants a tree whose shade he knows he'll never enjoy. That's what the nature of this work is.
Oh, it is.
It's taking the long view.
Yeah, and it takes a long time. It really does. But it's amazing. I get to visit these places, you know, and that, I mean, that's one of the real charms, I think, of being a staff person or a volunteer with the Land Trust, is you get a chance sometimes to visit places that it's kind of important they stay pretty private, because they just are home to so many birds and bugs and species of understory plants. It's really, I know there's a property folks are trying to preserve over, again, west of us in Butler County. That is actually a Native American earthwork that has not had trees cut for a long time.
Oh, wow.
You know, I don't know. We'll see. It's a lot of hilltop
land. I'm the daughter of an archaeologist, so that's...
I got to work walk there with some archaeologists, and it's going to auction. We've had some luck with auctions. The Whitehall auction was 20 years ago.
Wow.
This year.
That was before my time, and I was still hearing about it.
The thing was that it got us known. You know, it really did. And it's not an ideal situation to try to preserve property. It's so much better if people plan ahead, you know, figure out for their estate, for their family, you know, what their needs are. But it worked. And Dave and Sharon Newhart bought the farm, and they have been, you know, good stewards of it. There's three different farmers that are operating on it, and they are the ones who plant the sunflowers for people to enjoy. Mm-hmm. The other auction just a couple years ago is that Jacoby Creek auction, and Community Solutions bought it to be Agraria, their property, to demonstrate best conservation practices and best farming practices. And so that partnership continues to be, you know, very strong. And we're very proud to be a part of that. There's, again, to see a landowner like that, that is bought land just to do their best with it, knowing that we can't know for sure what's the best. Like you say, it takes a while to play that out. But it's a very conscientious organization, lots of room for citizen participation in it and learning by school children, which is great too.
You can find out a great deal if you point your browser to TecumsehLandTrust.org. That's TecumsehLandTrust.org. And you can find out about this Friday's gathering for the purpose of raising funds to keep up this good work, to feed the belly of these initiatives, these vectors that all combine to keep us in good standing with the earth for years and years and years to come.
Yeah, we want to be a part of it.
Don't we? I got kids.
It's a pretty nice place. We got some good things going here.
I'm thinking of a song I'm going to play in a minute.
Right.
But you've been kind enough to offer a pair of tickets to Friday's gathering up at the beautiful Hollenbeck Bailey Center. Again, that's on Limestone Street up in Springfield. This Friday, again, doors are at 6, and the silent auction will be underway until 8 when the live auction kicks in. You can find out about a whole bunch more of these items and also guarantee a ticket if you go to TecumsehLandTrust.org or call me now, caller number 9, take your chances, and we'll see if we can't send you enjoy an evening of food and music among good people.
Yay.
Krista McGaw, thank you so much for being here.
Always a blast talking to
back
you,
at
you. Thank you so much.
Contest line is 800-776-0090. That's 800-776-0090. Rings right here in the studio when you dial it, 800-776-0090. We'll take caller number 9, a pair of tickets to Friday's August the autumn harvest.
It's September.
It starts with AU. The autumn harvest, the 15th annual. Again, call now 800-776-0090. Here's Ben Cooper with some of his friends back when he was playing in the Ohio Corn Daddies. And your soundtrack to the phone. Call now. Again, 800-776-0090. We'll send you to the show.